Thanks for listening to this Abide meditation. For more biblical meditations that encourage regular, relevant, and transforming connection with Jesus, download the Abide app today. There are some things that you just can't understand until you've experienced them. The gospel is one of those things. Paul writes to the Corinthians that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. What do you remember thinking about the gospel message before you believed it? Take a few breaths in and out to calm your mind as you consider that the cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Paul says that the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Think of a time when you heard, read, or experienced something that was obviously from God, but didn't make sense to you. God's power is beyond what we can imagine. To take something shameful and weak, death on a cross, and make it into the foundation of wisdom and power. This is the kind of thing that God does. Today, let God's wisdom and power surprise you as you experience the salvation He brings. Slow down now, turning your mind purposefully toward the cross and the salvation you've been given. Today, we'll be reflecting on the wisdom and power of God demonstrated on the cross. Pray with me. Father, thank you for the cross. Thank you for giving your Son for us. Thank you for working in unexpected ways, even in ways that don't make sense to me. Your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts, way higher than my thoughts. I praise you for your incredible wisdom and power. Help me to trust you even when I can't understand you, and to watch for your surprising work in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. As you breathe deeply and steadily, ask God to fill you with wisdom as you exhale. Slowly release your anxiety and confusion. Find the peace that comes from embracing the wisdom of God. As you rest in the peace that comes from trusting God, take a moment to search your heart. Are there any sins you need to confess to God? Because of the cross, you can confess your sins to God without fear and in full confidence that God will forgive you. You are in Christ Jesus, who has become for you wisdom from God. Christ is your righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Now hear the word of God from 1 Corinthians 1:18 and 25 in the New International Version. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. As I read those verses again, find a word or phrase that stands out to you. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. What stood out to you? Ask God to speak to you about it. The verb tenses used here, are perishing and being saved, are very significant. They both describe a work in progress, an ongoing experience. Are you moving toward Christ or away from Him? Think about some ways either are true of your life right now. Listen again to the second verse, 1 Corinthians 1:25, in the Amplified Bible. The foolishness of God is not foolishness at all, and is wiser than men, far beyond human comprehension. And the weakness of God is stronger than men, far beyond the limits of human effort. God said to the prophet Isaiah, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." In what ways is God's wisdom surprising and confounding you today? God's power is far beyond the greatest powers of human effort. What God can do is beyond what we ask or imagine. God can demonstrate His great power in your life. In your weakness, He is strong. What do you want to ask God to do today? Listen to Paul's words from 1 Corinthians 1:30 in the English Standard Version. You are in Christ, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Let's reflect on each of these gifts Jesus gives us. One by one, Jesus became wisdom from God. He perfectly embodied God's wisdom. If you want to know what is wise, just look at how Jesus lived. His teachings and his choices often surprised people. He wasn't what they expected a Savior to be. How does God's wisdom, as expressed in Jesus, surprise you? Jesus became righteousness for you. Having the righteousness of Christ means that you are not guilty before God. But you're not just not guilty. You also have all the goodness of Jesus credited to your account. You don't need to try to earn God's favor. Because Jesus became righteousness for you. How does it change your view of yourself to know that Jesus is your righteousness? Jesus became sanctification for you. Sanctification is the process of growing in faith and Christ-likeness. But even this is not something that you can accomplish by your own efforts. It is something that is given to you in Christ. How can you see Christ growing in you today? Jesus became redemption for you. Redemption is a word from the slave trade. Once you were a slave to sin, but now you have been redeemed. You have been purchased and set free. You don't belong to yourself anymore. You don't belong to any other master. You have been freed. Your freedom comes from Christ. How does God want you to use your freedom today? Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for the wisdom, the righteousness, the sanctification, and the redemption given to me in your Son. Thank you for wisdom that's beyond human wisdom and power that is beyond human power. Thank you for working in ways I can't understand. And thank you for your love. Help me to trust you and to see your surprising work in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Take all the time you need here in this moment of quiet and peace to pray and to listen to God. As you go, praise God for working in mysterious ways and for bringing salvation through the cross. We look forward to spending time with you again tomorrow. Until then, may you abide in Christ. Enjoying these Abide meditations? Support our ministry and receive commercial-free content on our app. Download today at abide.co.